Good morning. An estimated 45,000 people, many of whom had travelled hundreds of miles, took to the streets of Brussels yesterday with a message for the EU. The Catalan independence movement is far from finished. Former regional president Carles Puigdemont headed the march, along with representatives of the Catalan National Assembly, the ANC, and Òmnium Cultural. There was also support from members of the Flemish nationalist movement, including MEP Helga Stevens. Around 20,000 people were expected to take part in the protest, but despite heavy rain, more than double that amount turned up. The ANC hailed it as one of the largest demonstrations in years in the Belgian capital. Police yesterday said they dismantled a major hashish trafficking ring that was allegedly buying land to build a private airfield to start smuggling cocaine into the country. The authorities detained 14 people and seized 5.1 tonnes of hashish, along with six rigid-hulled inflatable boats, two light aeroplanes and a helicopter from various locations in Andalusia as part of the operation. The ring is suspected of using the boats and aircraft to smuggle hashish from Morocco, a main supplier of the drug for Europe, into Spain. Police described the network as one of the main hashish trafficking organisations that operated in the south of the country. Spain's close ties with its former colonies in Latin America and its physical proximity to Morocco have made it a key entry point for drugs bound for Europe. Earlier this week, Spanish police seized more than 5 tonnes of cocaine imported from Colombia in one of the largest ever drugs busts in Europe. Spanish authorities rescued over 250 migrants, including children, who were making the perilous Mediterranean crossing into Europe yesterday. The maritime safety authorities made the announcement on Twitter. It said the migrants were rescued from 5 impoverished vessels, all in the Albaran Sea. The number of migrants arriving by sea has soared over the last year, with the figure nearly tripling this year to over 15,500 up to November the 8th, according to the International Organization for Migration. However, Spain is still well behind Italy, which has recorded more than 114,000 arrivals by sea since the start of the year. The agency estimates that another 2,961 died or went missing whilst attempting to get to Europe by sea. And thousands of people crowded into the main square in Murcia to witness the switching on of the traditional lights on the giant Christmas tree that dominates the area. This year's tree is bigger than ever, reaching some 40 metres tall and includes 60,000 low-energy lights. Is the centrepiece of the city's Christmas celebrations and includes a winter theme park that's open to visitors. The spectacular evening of entertainment was projected onto surrounding buildings and featured many special effects and pyrotechnics. And the entire evening was relayed on 4 giant screens placed around the plaza for all of those attending the evening to enjoy. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.